With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A blast of snow, ice, and wind make travel extremely dangerous for portions of the central U.S. A massive winter storm may dump the heaviest snowfall in a decade on some areas. Bernie Bennett has details.
Snow and ice blanketed major roadways in nearly all of Kansas, western Nebraska, and parts of Indiana, where the state's National Guard was activated to help any motorists who were stuck. At least 8 inches of snow were expected, particularly north of Interstate 70, as the National Weather Service issued winter storm warnings from Kansas and Missouri, where blizzard conditions brought wind gusts up to 45 miles per hour. The warning extended to New Jersey from Monday and into early Tuesday. The Weather Service said early Sunday, quote, "For locations in this region that receive the highest snow totals, it may be the heaviest snowfall in at least a decade." Bernie Bennett reporting.
A skier is killed, another injured after their group triggered an avalanche while climbing a mountain in western Wyoming. It took rescuers almost 4 hours Saturday to reach the group after the helicopter was grounded because of stormy weather. Also at SRNNews.com, Congress is notified by the Biden administration of a planned $8 billion weapons sale to Israel.
The sale includes medium-range air-to-air missiles to help Israel defend against airborne threats, 155-millimeter projectile artillery shells for long-range targeting, Hellfire AGM-114 missiles, 500-pound bombs, and more. It would add to a record of around $18 billion in military aid that the U.S. has provided Israel since the war began more than a year ago. I'm Julie Walker.
Congress is set to meet today to certify the results of the 2024 election. The U.S. Capitol Police say heavy security is in place for the counting and certification of the electoral vote. This is SRN News. Lawmakers in Brazil defend pro-life advocates. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The group of five says the country's left-wing government broke the law when it censored pro-life ads during the 2022 election cycle. The legislators have filed a complaint with the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights, pointing to an uptick in censorship by the administration since 2019. Meanwhile, scores of government officials and free speech advocates from around the globe have issued an open letter to Brazil warning about the erosion of free speech. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The number of abortion clinics that have been closing in pro-life states is balanced by new ones opening in pro-abortion states. There were 800 publicly identifiable abortion providers in the U.S. in May of 2022, the month before the Supreme Court reversed Roe v. Wade. Today, there are 792. Illinois, Kansas, and New Mexico are among the states with new clinics. This is SRN News. The Surgeon General wants cancer warnings added to alcoholic drinks.
Vivek Murthy announced the proposal, citing mounting research about links between alcohol and cancer. He says there are an estimated 100,000 cases and 20,000 deaths in the U.S. every year deemed alcohol-related, according to a Friday social media post on X. The suggested warnings would come in addition to warning labels already attached to alcohol products about the risk of birth defects for pregnant women. George Williams reporting.
Dock workers are expected to return to the bargaining table this week on both the East and Gulf Coast ports. The two sides have agreed on a 62% wage increase over 6 years, but are still at odds over automation issues in the industry. Contract negotiations are set to resume on Tuesday. More details at srnnews.com.